One set of neighbors just left my building. This is Chris Johnson, and I don't like these motherfuckers. These aren't like those fuckers that just moved out across the hall that were awesome and never fucking talked to me and were great. These people don't talk to me either, which would lead you to believe that they might be awesome, but I just don't like the fucking looks of them. You can tell a lot about somebody by how they react when you pass them in the fucking halls. Do they just put on a smile and say hello? And they go about their business? If the answer is yes, then I'm gonna be cool with them. If they're these fucking morons that like fucking power walk past you and like look down, look away, as if I'm gonna fucking jump out in front of them and go like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, what do you think I'm gonna do to you? This isn't fucking Halloween. I'm not fucking Michael Myers. I'm not gonna fucking stab you. What is wrong with you? Why do people fucking react like that? So I don't like these two because I think they're dicks. I think she's a dick and I think he's a dick. We live in a fucking society, goddammit. I don't wanna fucking talk to you. I don't really give a shit how you're doing. I don't wanna fucking say hello, but I do it because I don't wanna be a dick. Maybe you can fucking glance up every now and then, you fucker. Anyway, one of my favorite things is when you're in a conversation with somebody and they accidentally reveal too much. Or even better, when they reveal too much, but they don't even fucking realize that they reveal too much. Like you're talking to somebody and they say something really fucked up that they think is completely fucking normal and they just keep going along with the conversation. And then like you are no longer hearing the words that they're saying because you're so far like, wait a minute, did you just, back up a second. What the fuck did you just say? And then you kind of like dig into it. That's my favorite shit. I love just goofy bullshit. One of my favorite stories of all time happened when I was working back in radio and the traffic guy was listening to porn or watching porn. I guess he could be listening to it too, but what the fuck? I mean, listening to porn is just moans and fucking and, you know, maybe a spanking sound every now and then. Something like that, you know, right on the ass. But he was watching porn during work. He was in a different building. He was watching porn during work. And we do a live traffic report. And his fucking mic was open. He had a hot mic, as they say in the biz. A fucking hot mic. And, you know, he bumped the mouse and some porn sounds went over the air. It was fucking incredible. I still remember the moment. Like, I vividly fucking remember it happening. I remember what everybody else fucking did. It was unbelievable. I did a podcast on it. Episode 247, if you're interested. But I talk about that story a lot. Like, it's just, because it's just awesome. And a lot of times if I see people that I used to work with, it'll come up like, holy fuck, do you remember that shit? Like, how fucking unbelievable was that? I don't want to get too deep into it, but like, my favorite fucking thing was the porn went over the air and it was like, oh, fuck, ah. You know, one of those fucking noises. The actual noise is in the old episode. I don't feel like digging it out right now. I remember like looking up at the two people across the glass, Jay-Z, fucking Jay-Z over there in Rosebud. And I remember like, I fucking said to him, I was like, you guys didn't happen to be playing anything out of your computers at the time because they had a hot mic too attached to their computers. And they're like, no. And then I remember Jay-Z's like, what was that? Was that a dog barking? Like, what? A dog barking? Who the fuck thinks the sound of two people fucking sounds like a dog barking? And then Rosebud was like, it sounded like two people saying fuck. And he was like, what? That sounded like a dog to me. Holy shit. Just unfucking believable. But I don't want to get too deep in that rabbit hole because I could talk about that fucking story all day. Anyway, I was talking with somebody about that story. Like, man, oh man, fucking porn went over the air. It's incredible. And then we're just kind of like digging into it. Like, you know, how does one just decide to start watching porn at work? Like, what's the situation? Are you dressed? Are his pants unzipped? Are you jerking off a little bit? Like, or are you just like, just wetting your appetite for later? And I remember the dude I was talking to, and it had to be a dude too, because no fucking woman would say anything this fucking stupid. I remember he was like, man, it's crazy that he was fucking, you know, doing that. I mean, like, he had to be naked, right? I was like, hold on a second. What are you talking about? He had to be naked. He was watching porn. Yes. But like, he was, you know, jerking off. Like, wouldn't he have to be naked? Again, why the fuck would you need to have your clothes off to take care of yourself? That's not a naked activity. Dude, you can fuck with clothes on, you know, for the most part. You might have to unzip and pull down a little bit. I mean, a dude can just unzip. A woman might just have to pull down a little bit. Or maybe if there's like a short pair of shorts, like I'm not gonna get too deep into the science of fucking with clothes on, but I'm just telling you it can be done. It can be fucking done. It might not be like fucking awesome. It might not be a fucking hot night, but you know, if you got a quick fucking second, you only got 5 fucking minutes, I don't wanna get undressed and dress. Like it can be fucking done is all I'm saying. So like if you can fuck with clothes on, why the fuck would you need to jerk off without any clothes? The whole fucking thing with like jerking off is you can do it like anywhere at any fucking time. You don't have to do it in the shower when you're fucking naked. What the fuck? Why would you think? Why on fucking earth would you think that the dude listening to porn at fucking work, why would you think that he was also naked? I don't understand this. Like, he was fucking insistent. Like, he was like 100% sure. Like, dude, if you are watching porn, you can have no clothes on. Like, he was sure of that. This was like a fucking undisputed fact. Like, he looked at me like I had 3 fucking heads when I was questioning it. And I'm still puzzled to this day. Like, I don't understand how anybody can think that. The whole fucking point of porn is being discreet. Like, you sneak porn. You know what I'm saying? You sneak it. Wait a second. Who's in the room right now? You turn it on. You going. And then, like, you know, if you hear somebody knocking at the door or some shit, you can fucking close it out real fast, pull your hand out of your pants, and then, like, you know, hey, I'm just watching the fucking game or something. You know what I'm saying? This dude's married now. Like, he's married. I don't think he was dating anybody at the time. I'm pretty sure he wasn't. Maybe he was, but it wasn't like a long-term thing if he was. Another side note, too, about this dude. He was one of those guys who, like, he was fucking desperate to have a fucking girlfriend. He wanted that more than anything in the fucking world. But, like, when his relationships would fail after fucking 2 weeks, it was, like, a horrible idea and a terrible match, he'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna just focus on myself. I'm fine. I'm having a great time. Motherfucker, if I whip my dick out, you'd suck it right now. Don't give me this shit about how you don't want to be in a fucking relationship. We could fuck. I don't want to tease him, though. Because men know what men like. Anyway, watch porn however the fuck you want, I guess. But you keep your fucking clothes on for it, especially if you're at work. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio. Any podcasting site you want. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. That's the number 5. Twitter, Johnson Hates You. And in my Facebook timeline for you.